St. Mary Major is one of the four Roman basilicas known as patriarchal cathedrals, in memory of the first centers of the church. Monsignor Paul McInerney is a canon in the basilica and secretary to its archpriest, U.S. Cardinal Bernard Law.
This place, this basilica, is such a unique and special place in the devotional life of all Catholics because this is Mary's church.
August 5th is the anniversary of its creation for and dedication to Our Lady. On that day, every year, stretching back across the centuries, a suggestive rite recalls the miracle of Our Lady of the Snows, from whence it all began, as Monsignor McInerney explains.
It is during the singing of the Magnificat of First Vespers of the Solemnity that they open up one of the panels in the ceiling and pour down white flower petals in order to reenact, as it were, or to remind everyone of the miracle of the snows that led to the building of a basilica in Mary's honor on that site. As the story goes, Pope Liberius received in a dream a message from Our Lady that she wanted a church in her honor built in Rome. At the same time, a wealthy Roman patrician named Giovanni, he also received in a dream the same message from Our Lady, and the Pope said that they would have to wait for a sign. And the sign came on the 5th of August in the year 358 on the top of the Esquiline Hill, one of the seven hills of Rome. And the sign was a snowstorm. The Pope Liberius came out and marked off the dimensions that the basilica in honor of Our Lady was to have.
70 years later, the Liberian Basilica was rebuilt and dedicated exclusively to the Virgin by Pope Sixtus III, after the Council of Ephesus affirmed Mary's title as Mother of God in 431. In the Greek language, this doctrine is called Theotokos.
This is the first church in Rome that was dedicated as a major basilica in her honor. I live here, and I never go into the basilica without being really moved and deeply moved by the significance of Our Lady's role in the history of our salvation.